Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RT Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Let's return to the Olympic Games now, which come to a close in Paris this evening. They've been Ireland's most successful Olympics ever. But attention now turns to whether we can build on the success of those Games ahead of the next Olympics in LA in 4 years' time. I've been speaking with the Minister for Sport, Thomas Byrne, about the resources needed to achieve that. But first I asked him what his own standout moment was from the Paris Games over the past 2.5 weeks.
I think the standout moment for me, twice I was present for Aaron Levine being played for a gold medal, for Reese McLenahan and for Fintan and Paul. And it's just an incredible feeling of pride. I mean, we've seen it on the telly, not that frequently in Irish history, let's be honest. But to be there in person to see that, just huge pride. And I have to say, huge gratitude to the athletes, their families and the coaches for what they've done to give us that pride. It was certainly an incredible feeling.
And it is a huge commitment. We know, though, that Olympic success doesn't come for free. I think around €89 million was spent on our Olympians for the Paris Olympic cycle. Considering what the Irish team has achieved in Paris, has the case been made to you to inject more financial resources into elite sport to ensure that this isn't a one-off, that we have more success to look forward to in 4 years' time in LA?
Well, I can absolutely guarantee that there will be significantly more funding, not just for our elite athletes who deserve it, but also for the grassroots as well, from which they all come. And if we look at the funding for elite sports in terms of our high performance, only a few hundred athletes who are at that level, you're talking about an increase of 50% from the previous Olympics. And I think that that's an incredible increase. It's well deserved, it's well needed. But it also shows in terms of the supports that are available to our athletes to allow them to achieve what they can. In terms of capital spending, in terms of facilities around the country, the sports capital programme to be announced next month will be almost six times the sports capital programme announced in 2019. And on a day-to-day basis, there are almost more than double the sports capital grants going out to clubs that have already been awarded than there were even 4 years ago. So 4 years ago, the department was sending out about 43 million. It's now at 91 million. That's actually going to increase significantly over the next number of years because of the programme that we announced in 2022, which was the biggest on record at that time, and the programme which I'll be announcing now in September, which is even almost twice what we announced in 2022. And so, then we'll see, I think, a step change in facilities all around the country.
So, but just in terms of the actual funding that's allocated to Olympic competitors or people who would be hopeful of competing in the Olympics in LA, what scale of an increase in funding are you looking at there over the next 4 years?
Well, I think the important thing is there has been a massive ramping up of funding. So that funding is not just for the individual athletes in terms of the carding scheme and an income for them. It's also about the wraparound supports and facilities. I mean, just before the Olympics, we opened up a climate chamber, I think we call it. It's a fitness facility where they can change the pressure, change the temperature, for example. And that was long sought for, and that allows people to train closer to home. We're now looking at a velodrome as well in the National Sports Campus. I mean, the biggest complaint of our international cyclists, Larry Gillespie on this morning, is of course the facilities aren't here, so we're changing that. And then we will sit down with Sport Ireland and the Olympic Federation and the sports bodies will sit down after this Olympics to see what's next, and what's next is going to be good. And I can absolutely assure you the government will be there, as we have been there in the last number of years, to respond to that.
Do you agree, Minister, that there may be a need for multi-annual funding for athletes so that competitors who are training for the next Olympics, that they don't have to worry from 1 year to the next that they might not have the funding and resources to continue their training?
Well, in terms of the terms and conditions for the athletes in terms of the international carding scheme, I mean, look, they're laid down by Sport Ireland and the national governing bodies. I think you can be guaranteed that the funding is assured from a government level over the next number of years to sport, and that it will increase. Our ambition is to get it up to at least 30 million a year from 25 million a year at least. And this is only in terms of those athletes operating at the highest levels. This is not general sports funding, and there's a bit of confusion about that. General sports funding is much greater, and the athletes themselves, of course, benefit from that funding as well in terms of facilities that are around the place. So we will certainly respond to what Sport Ireland do, but as a government and as politicians, I think we're better off leaving to the experts what the terms and conditions of those particular funds are, and we will certainly respond to whatever requests are made.
All right. You spoke there about 25 million for high performance sport. That's the allocation for this year. And that sounds like a lot of money until you see that the likes of Greyhound Racing gets 19 million euro every year, and 42 million euro in public money goes into funding prize money for horse races, most of which goes into the pockets of racehorse owners. Does there need to be a rebalancing in favour of some of the sports that we've enjoyed over the last fortnight?
Well, I can absolutely assure you that there's zero money going from the Department of Sport to either greyhound racing or horse racing. Nothing comes from my department. It comes from the Department of Agriculture. And fundamentally, that's a matter for the Department of Agriculture. I'm focused on doubling the sports budget, actually bringing the sports capital budget up by 5 to 6 times when we make the announcement next month. And that's a huge increase. And, you know, the Department of Agriculture are responsible for that. It comes from the gambling levy. That is something that I have sought in the past, and the department has sought in the past, to seek an increase in the gambling levy to fund sports in general. But totally separately from that, the money going to sports and to high performance, to grassroots, to everybody in sports, has increased massively over the last number of years. And quite frankly, if you go around the country, you will see facilities coming up all around the country in a huge range of sports. Mm. That is a fact, and that is actually happening on the ground.
We won 3 medals in swimming. Do you accept that there aren't enough public swimming pools in this country, that there are long waiting lists for swimming lessons, and not all children have an equal chance of success in that sport, do they?
I absolutely accept that we need more swimming pools, and the government has given grants over the course of the last number of years to swimming facilities. We've opened up a large scale sports infrastructure fund application process as well, and we hope that some swimming pools will be successful under that when that's announced in September and October as well. The challenge is swimming pools are very expensive, and the challenge is that there seems to be a desire to have really huge bells and whistles attached to pools, when in fact oftentimes what's needed, particularly for competitive athletes, is simply just a pool itself and the appropriate facilities beside it, not all of the other facilities that sometimes go with leisure centres. So the government has signed off on a swimming strategy, which we've worked on with Swim Ireland and with other stakeholders over the last number of years, and I'll be publishing that now in the coming weeks. And that does lay bare the challenges that are there, but the challenges that I am determined to overcome and determined to deal with and to get more swimming facilities in place. There's no doubt about it.
How many more pools are you going to build over the next 4 years?
Well, already under the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund, there's money there for a number of them, including refurbs, but also new pools in Galway, for example. Only last week, we approved money to redesign the Eden Derry pool, which was burnt down, unfortunately. That happened a number of weeks ago. And the implementation of the swimming strategy will look at a strategic way around the country of what is needed. I mean, look, we have a 50-metre pool in Dublin, in Limerick. There's no doubt that one is needed in Cork. I think as well, it's fair to say that, you know, Fingal County Council, one of the biggest local authorities in the country, has no swimming pool at the moment. That's something that needs to be addressed, because the National Aquatic Centre is under pressure, and there are strong arguments there for another smaller pool there at the National Aquatic Centre. But I think Fingal County Council, I think they quite possibly have an application in for a swimming pool under the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund. And I'm determined that swimming does well, because it is one of the gaps, and I've identified that publicly before.
And aside from facilities then, Minister, do you accept there needs to be more focus and more investment also in bringing top-class coaches to Ireland? I mean, it's one thing having the facilities, but if you don't have the coaches, or if you can't retain the coaches in Ireland, then that's a big problem. Is that something that needs to be addressed also?
Look, really what I want to do with the budget in sport is to have a doubling of the overall sports budget, including everything, by 2027, in that 10-year period. That's the stated ambition of the government. And in fact, we're on track to exceed that. So the budget this year for sport from my department is 209 million euro in total. That's going to increase and increase and increase. There's also sports, for example, the Department of Housing paid for the stadium at Shamrock Rovers and Tala, for example. So there's other departments featuring Sport Gaeltacht as well, for example, at a smaller level. So our ambition is to have that budget increase, and that will mean more coaching. And I will be making some announcements in the autumn as well about that, in terms of what funding may be available this year to kickstart that. But I think what we have seen over the last number of years, and it does show not just in the success in the Olympics, but in the success in the Worlds, the Europeans and other international competitions, our athletes have done really, really well. That's as a result of an athlete-first policy by Sport Ireland, by the national governing bodies of sport, and as a result of funding by the government. That's going to continue and it's going to increase. Okay. And that's an absolute ironclad commitment from me and from the government.
You mentioned earlier that there are plans to build a velodrome and indoor cycling track by 2027. 4 years ago, I think we were told something similar. There was a commitment from the government then that a track would be built, and the hope was that it would be built by the Paris Olympics. That didn't happen. Can we be sure that it will be built before the next Olympics in LA?
Well, the difference now is that I and Minister Martin have now officially authorised Sport Ireland to go to tender on this particular project to make this velodrome and badminton centre happen. So that now, there's no going back from that. Sport Ireland will do the work on the tender process. There will be a tender process and then the thing will be built, and we want to see that happen. It's an absolutely essential essential need now for our sporting infrastructure in the country, and it will happen. And I'm so happy that the tender process is now actually happening. This is more than just a commitment. This is more than a statement. It's a process that's happening that will lead to the construction of this centre.
There has been rightly been great celebrations for the success of our athletes, in boxing in particular, for the success of Kelly Harrington. But are you disappointed in any way that a significant investment in boxing's high performance unit didn't yield any success beyond Kelly Harrington at the Olympics?
Our boxers have been wildly successful, not just at the Olympic over the years, but at European and world competitions. And I think it's important to remember that. And I've met quite a few of our boxers, and I think they've done us really, really proud. We'd love to have seen more medals, and there was obviously some issues there in Paris in relation to boxing. But our boxers have done us incredibly proud, and that's going to continue. And I'm going to fight really hard with our boxers to make sure that boxing is retained as an Olympic sport. I think that's a big question now for boxing in Ireland and boxing around the world as to what direction that sport takes, and that there's big decisions to be made. We're here to help, but the bottom line is we need to be sure that boxing remains and is kept on as an Olympic sport for LA in 2028. It's crucial for Ireland and for the sport itself.
That was the Sports Minister, Thomas Byrne, speaking to me earlier.